You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and that Ray Diaz is a very appropriate song for our next segment. Cash rules everything around me. It's one thing if I'm complaining about the Cubs' lack of offense. I want them to sign every power hitter who's ever been alive. Or at least offer Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso, I don't know, something. It's another when somebody who is a player talks about it as well. This is Ian Happ on a recent edition of the Compound Podcast talking about one of the hottest names on the market, again, who might fit in with this team.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's interesting about Bregman and the Cubs is just the way that our lineup is constructed and the fact that our young guys are predominantly left-handed in Pete, Bush, Ballesteros, Casey.
You're still young.
30. Well, yeah, but I can hit from both sides. But the fact that those guys are all left-handed, bringing in a right-handed bat helps you a little bit with lineup construction. You know, Nico crushed lefties this year. I think Bregman's always hit lefties very well. Dansby's always hit lefties very well. Saya crushes lefties. When you have that where you can space out your lefties in between guys that really hit lefties well and make the other manager think twice about it, and those things are, you know, the advantages to adding kind of a right-handed thumper into the middle of that lineup.
I like thumpers. I think Alex Bregman and I are aligned on that issue because the Cubs need more right-handed power. You can go back to seeing what happened last year against lefties, specifically early in the season, and specifically throughout the season against elite left-handed starting pitcher. And I get it. When you're talking about elite left-handed starting pitcher, they're not going to be easy to hit. That's why you have to arm yourself in a way that you can have the best reasonable chance to get production offensively against them. Alex Bregman certainly provides that. You just heard Ian Happ, a member of the Cubs, lay out the case for adding Alex Bregman. Notice he didn't say Alex Bregman instead of Nico Hoerner. You did notice that part, right?
Or Matt Shaw.
Right. Just add Alex Bregman. It was more like if you're going to replace Kyle Tucker with someone, maybe they should look at a right-handed bat.
So if they did bring Bregman in, is it just as easy as, sorry, Matt Shaw, you're officially depth on this team now?
No, I think there's room for him to get at bats in, I don't DH. Know if I want to call it a platoon role, but at the DH spot, you're going to mix in more Moises Ballesteros, mm-hmm. perhaps even Owen Casey.
Yeah.
And what we learned last year from the time where Kyle Tucker went down is you need depth. They lacked the depth required to make a push when one of their frontline hitters went down.
So Matt Shaw would be good depth then.
I mean, the issue is Matt Shaw. The risk is he did have a really good second half of the season. Like, he did the thing that a rookie is supposed to do.
Exactly.
He improved and made adjustments at the end of the year that proved to be sustainable for the rest of the year. So
he fixed stuff.
So he really did. And yeah. His defense is good. So do you pitch DH to Bregman? And we saw what happened in Boston, where Rafael Devers ended up being the one packing. Bregman played at the hot corner, and Devers ended up, you know, going to San Francisco. That was the famous I play third out of Devers. But this is a good problem to have. These are the problems you want to have. And they haven't replaced Kyle Tucker's offense. And when players are talking about it, that's sounding the alarm.
Yeah, and I do wonder about Bregman. I was just looking up his age. He's 31. He has obviously won before. He's made the money. So I think that he probably would be amenable to DHing, because most players don't want to do that. Most players, that especially players that play on the dirt, they want to keep on doing that. That is their identity. So that's a good question. I don't know if at this point in his career he would want to, but he's probably closer to being desirous of doing that than he would have been when he was 27.
I just think the opportunity to add that bat, that power, certainly, as I said, qualifying as a thumper, it's something you can't ignore. And the fact that the calls are now coming from inside the house, from inside the organization, from the players who lived it last year, from the players who experienced that long slump in the second half where they couldn't get the offense going, that's got to be something of value, or at least a voice that needs to be heard by the front office and ultimately ownership.
But here's the issue. If the stumbling block for Dylan Cease was deferred money, what in the hell do you think Bregman's going to want? We saw the opt-out clause. That is valid for him. You know, is that a possibility? Does that satisfy all parties?
I think it does, just because of the 2027 looming.
Does he want to do that again is also a fair question. You know, he's the one who said famously that he thought Detroit was going to be the team who ended up signing him. I'm sure they probably want another crack at this too. Bregman might want all of the benefits of the contracts that the elite free agents are getting. And if deferred money is an issue, then we have no discussion.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't.
If it's really a sticking point for the Cubs,
I don't know that deferred money is like the thing that Bregman's after. I think he's just after money, and the Cubs should be able to pay money.
Right, but I always think of it like, okay, well, if this is what these guys are asking for, I don't know why this person wouldn't ask for the same type of thing. And that's kind of how I feel about the contract structure.
What are the type of that when you say these types of things?
The elite free agents are asking for deferred money because it benefits them ultimately because of time cost.
Yeah, I don't think he fits in with that right now. When I think free agents and deferred money, I'm thinking more about the guy signing like $200 million plus contracts.
And furthermore, that was a huge discussion for us about how they did struggle specifically against the best left-handed pitchers and teams' aces, all the way from the Reds to Mackenzie Gore with the Nationals to whoever you want to put in that position. They had problems against lefties to a fault.
How about this? How about the Cubs consider trading? Because this is the way they got to do it. The Cubs have told us, whether you like it or not, that they do have a limit. There are limits to their payroll, despite what the market size is. If they have too many lefties and they need more righty power, could Owen Casey be on the block? If they have to get creative, if they need a piece that teams could look at and say, legit power player in Owen Casey, who they didn't want to get rid of at the trade deadline.
Bingo. There's no way they do it now.
Well, if the organization is thinking along the same lines as Ian Happ, and the organization doesn't want to spend money, you got to make bold trades. You got to make bold moves, but like trading Owen Casey.
Well, the issue was, I'm like, well, if you don't want to trade Owen Casey so much, then why isn't he up?
Yeah, what like he? Like at the time he was up last year, he looked good.
I'll be honest with you guys. I believe that they're looking at a post 2027 world, and having a guy like Owen Casey as a major league baseball player in 2027/28
controllable.
If he does have the talent, I mean, obviously people are asking about him.
Yeah.
But look at all the people coming off their books and who they won't have in 2027 and 28. Owen Casey's one of their options then. And maybe their primary option to help fill out a roster in a new world in which there could be a salary cap. We don't know what 2027-28 is going
to
bring.
I used to believe that. And then I saw the likes of Pittsburgh offer Kyle Schwarber a four-year deal. And I saw the Orioles get Pete Alonso.
But you understand why Pittsburgh specifically they did that. They like these are teams that believe superstars will put butts in the seats.
But that's the point. If
Cubs aren't putting butts in the seats,
they're willing to spend money and they don't think it's an issue about a sunk cost year, then that kind of changes my opinion on it.
What I'm saying though is their margin to raise their attendance is a lot bigger. They can do that. The Cubs attendance is already fine.
Look at the Orioles books. They were very averse to the 2027 year. You can tell when everybody's contracts are up. For them to go out and get somebody like this, it matters. It makes me think of it differently.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.